Okay, lesson four. Here we go. Now we begin lesson four of positive parenting. Lesson four focuses on the importance of setting and maintaining positive intentions and positive goals. Setting and maintaining positive intention and positive goals. So once this base, the nonverbal emotional centers between parent and child are connected, you now have a base for positive hypnosis. The next level that we develop on that base is how to put positive intention, positive goals, as our next platform. Your intentions and your goals significantly influence what happens in your life. For example, if you hold the goal, I want to make sure my child isn't bad, well, while that's understandable on the one level, that will be an idea that focuses your imagination first on the image of your child being bad, and then you have a negative relationship with that. This is not helpful, poor, positive parenting. We want to use positive ideas, positive suggestions, and organize around positive goals. For example, three, I think, really important ones would be, I will create positive family time together. Creating positive family time together is a good thing for everything else that we do as a family. Second, I will set and maintain positive rules and limits. Third, I can and will change negative behaviors to positive resources. So these are some of the positive intentions that we want in the basic level of your thinking, your communication, your connection with your kids. First, you use them to organize your own behavior. Then, you can teach your kids how to use it for them to be setting positive goals, for them to be leading a positive life. Now, when we talk about positive hypnosis, again, on the one level, we're talking about verbal ideas, of these positive suggestions, but at an even deeper level, we're talking about the nonverbal communication, the nonverbal place in which ideas are communicated. So if you're stressed, if you're disconnected, no matter how positive your words may be, the goal will not have positive consequences. So you need both positive words and you need a positive state. So I'm going to continue to remind you of that, to teach you that, to guide you in how to connect with that when you're communicating with your kids. In terms of positive goals and intentions, we say for these goals and intentions to have the strength, to have the power to really become sustainable realities, you need to be able to develop them in multiple different modalities. You can't just have the words. In fact, what we say is you need to develop a positive suggestion in three different modalities: words, color images, and physical postures and movements. You need to be able to say it. You need to be able to envision it and see it. You need to be able to embody it and feel it. So there's a positive hypnosis process that you can be practicing as a way to learn how to take your positive goals, to take your positive intentions and communicate them, live them in a way that they really make a positive difference out in the world. To do that, I'm going to guide you through a simple process that has three parts to it, three statements to it. You're going to take an intention, a goal. For example, one that I just identified is, I will create positive family time together. Okay. Once you have that positive goal, you're going to express it in three statements. The first is the words that go with it. For example, what I most want to create is positive family time for my family. The second part of a creative goal is a color image. So you would say, and if I let a color image come to me that goes with that, that represents that, and then just see what comes. Nothing comes, no problem. The important thing is that you're inviting your imagination to see if it can bring a color image that will make the word stronger and deeper. And then the third part of this three-part statement is somatic movement. You would say, and a somatic movement that would represent that, and then relax and ask your body to make a movement. Maybe your arms go out, maybe you touch your heart, maybe you make a playful movement. Maybe you make a movement like a positive warrior. Let your body make a movement that represents that positive intention. So to make a positive goal come true, you need to say it, you need to visualize it, and you need to embody it. This is something also you can then teach your kids to make their dream come true. It's a fun exercise. So I'm going to guide you through that now. It'll take about five or six minutes to do it. So as before, find a safe place, find a quiet place, find a place where you can just take some time for a good connection with yourself, to find your inner peace, to find your peaceful connection with the larger world, and to find your creative power so that you can become a better parent. So get a place, tell people not to disturb you for the next 10 minutes. Put aside all of your electronics, turn the TV off, put your phone aside, do not consult with your phone during this exercise, you'll lose all the power of it. You can either sit, you can stand, get a comfortable position where you can feel relaxed, concentrated, open, and peaceful. So sitting or standing, let's start with your feet flat on the floor. Feet flat on the floor. And just take a few breaths to begin to relax, and breathe in, let yourself relax, and breathe out, let yourself totally relax. Breathe in, bringing all of your concentration through your body, lift it up, open to the heaven. Remember that nice shower. Breathe out. Remember a time that you felt at peace, listening to music, reading a book, walking in nature. Remember a time where you felt at peace and let that peaceful feeling connect you to the whole world. I am at peace within myself. I can feel at peace with the whole world. This creates a positive hypnosis state that you can then creatively explore how to make your dreams come true. Okay, so now we're going to practice this three-part statement. And I ask you, I'll guide you through these statements. We're going to first take the positive goal, creating good family time together. Do it slow. I want you to speak these words out loud. First statement, what I want to create as a positive parent is positive family time. Say those words out loud. Second statement, and a color image that might go with that. Just let a color image come. Could be a fantasy image, stars, angels, dolphins in the ocean. Could be a reality-based image. I see my family together, having positive family time. A color image that goes with that is breathe. Remember the peaceful feeling. And third, a somatic movement that might represent that and relax. Ask your body to show a physical movement that is a way of representing positive family time. Let's do that same statement again. The words. What I most want to create as a positive parent is positive family time. Say that out loud. Second, a color image that goes with that. Say it out loud. And just see if any color image comes. Nothing comes, no problem. Relax. Third, a somatic movement that might represent that. And let your body make a nice, big, somatic movement. Play. Let it be a big, gentle movement, like Tai Chi, Qigong. These are the three languages of creativity. Words, images, body movements. Let's try it now with setting the intention. I will set and maintain positive rules and limits. First part, say it out loud. What I most want to create as a positive parent is good rules and positive limits for my kids. Say it out loud. Speak the words. Second, a color image that might go with that. And breathe. Just let a color image come from the ocean of imagination inside of you. A third, and a somatic movement that might represent that. Let your body make a movement, relaxed, peaceful. Setting positive limits, setting positive rules. Find a somatic movement that represents that. Good. Let's try it with the third one. I can change negative emotions to positive resources. Verbal statement, What I most want to do as a positive parent is to change negative emotions to positive resources. Say the words out loud. What I can do as a positive parent is change negative emotions to positive resources. Second, a color image. Maybe you move your body, dip into the ocean, feel all the parts of your imagination. Come up with images, a color image that goes with that. Changing negative emotions to positive resources. What's an image? Just let it happen. And third, I can let a somatic movement to represent that. And let the somatic movement. These are the basic parts of being able to make a wish, a dream, a goal, an intention, to make it a reality. Practice this. Teach it to your kids. Find the positive words. Connect them to color images. Let your body breathe and express it as a movement. Use that as a positive hypnosis practice to make your dreams come true. Okay, practice that. That's lesson 4. Bye-bye.